All right, so welcome back, sports guests. You just heard the voice of our guest, Mika. Oh, I had this name. Okay. All right, this is your name. Mika Master Kungfus Brenman. It's a little play on words. So Kungfus. And it's how you kick ass. And you'll know why she's called that in a little bit.
Oh.
Again, Jordan Scritch Scratch Tandowski, here with Jake Mystique Kurzrock. And we have some other guests in the back of the room. We got our Sarah and Nat. All right, so we were gonna start with a song, but I guess nobody has iPhones.
Yeah, it's not privileged.
We're not with not it, sorry.
All right, that's cool. I guess we need to start off. We're drinking wine tonight. So Bare Feet, thank you, but other than that, we normally drink Budweiser. Bud Light, Long Necks with its...
That you can write your name on.
Exactly, thank you.
I've been paying attention.
Our first guest that is also a listener.
I'm a jack of all trades. I've done all of it, too.
So again, you can scratch off the thing. I say it every time, but you can draw a penis, or now we have girls, you can draw a little nut, I guess.
drinking things with nuts on them.
Yeah, they're great. We won't go into that. And
you just admitted to everyone you like nuts.
I do like nuts. or you can just write the number on it. Either way, Bud Light, when you get this, thank you for sponsoring us. I guess not legally. All right, whatever. We can
it's
move
cool.
On.
I went to the law firm. If we have any issues, I'll deal with it.
That's pretty awesome. What are you doing in the law firm?
Strip.
Oh my god. That's awesome. How much do they pay you? How many poles do they have? One on each floor?
One
right next to the bathroom.
Right, exactly. Because, you know, you gotta take a leak and get some free stripping on the side.
So sass.
Well, you're
Are
gonna
you
be hearing more
that.
That. Okay, alright, so, alright.
Should
have
been asked
have
this
to...
shit sooner.
So, awesome. I knew this would be a great one. So, the reason.
I haven't seen him in years, and this is what I'm here.
Well, obviously, I gotta see you, but, like, I figure the whole world has to see you, too. It's been a couple years, but obviously everybody knows. You might have already moved on to the next degree, but the reason your name is Master Kungfus is why?
Why?
Because you've got a second degree black belt.
Yes.
In it. Yes?
How many years of command is that?
16 years.
Legal weapon.
Lethal weapon.
Yeah, are you considered a lethal weapon?
I don't think so. Not legally. That's kind of hard, though. Like, where do you go to get that determined? You, like, show
you
up
go
or something?
To a ring.
Like, what? Like, a DMV or something? Like, at the DMV, we can give you a card that says lethal weapon.
When you go in the airport, you have to tell them and, like, check it in, unload
yeah,
your hands.
I gotta go
through that. Break your wrists so you can't hurt anybody.
I actually have to lie on the conveyor belt and just go through.
I've got my iron casts with me.
Yeah.
Shackle me in now.
No, that would be cool. But when it comes down to it, I'm just always gonna be more of a lover than a fighter.
It's good to hear. Here, yes.
I'm good at both.
I'll take in the back and you can show me some fighting love moves.
I have missed you so much.
Good to see you. What did you have to do to get that? Because I know I saw you for your second degree, but like...
I forgot you came to that.
Yes,
oh,
I did.
Fuck.
Me and Mystique were there.
Oh, you were.
But not for long enough.
Yeah,
to, like,
that's why I'm
you hopping around and kicking some stuff.
Well, yeah.
We didn't see your actual weapon.
You didn't. Yeah, you got to run through all your forms, which is really pussy shit, but...
okay,
it's like,
true, but you're a second degree black belt. You can
well,
just...
It
it's
is.
True.
Yeah, and then you have to fight all these people and break some boards and...
With your head?
No.
And all this is
that's
pussy shit.
Have you ever done that?
No, the forms are really pussy shit. They're really, really...
Okay, so
it's
what's
like
the...
dancing, but for jacked up dudes who think they're not gay. But in the end, when it comes down to it, you're really just rolling around with other sweaty dudes.
That's
what about you? You're
well,
girl.
I'm a lady.
Yes, so it's hot.
A lady.
It just changes. If it's two guys, you're gay, but if it's the girls, get some jelly. Get a ring.
Just rubbing on,
yeah.
$100
a seat.
It makes a big difference. That's why I like to be a lady. Because if I had a penis, life would be so much less fun.
Oh my god, yeah. You could not get it anywhere. It's just, you're hot, sassy, and young, and just voluptuous. Yeah, our what up sports guests, I'm sure they're getting a new favorite now.
Oh, that's, you know, that's what I'm here for.
But yeah, like I was saying, what was the test? Like when you're doing when you're getting a white belt. When you're getting a white belt.
I think you have to make sure that you can stand. And that's it. No. For a black belt test, the biggest thing you do is you go through everything you learned, because it's supposed to be like a compilation of everything you've done over lifetime. If you're me, and I didn't have friends for like a really long time. I don't really have friends now.
Is that part of Kung Fu?
I lived there all the time. Okay.
It's cool. You can say you're a slave. It's all right. It's sort of.
I spent a lot of time cleaning the school and like learning forms and all that stuff, but it's boring. But
what's a form?
It's like a dance routine almost. So it's a sequence of moves, like this punch, after that you do this kick and this stance. It's really hard to explain.
But isn't that also the same as the best combination to kill somebody?
Yeah, kind of. It's like, it's something that's easy to repeat so that you can learn how to actually kill someone.
Should this be our first video podcast?
Oh my god, we're talking about that. Alright, so one time me and Mika, we happened to fancy this Jewish, what do you say, overnight camp for weekend sometimes.
I was like, where is he going with this one?
All right, you'll remember
so
this.
So many directions.
You'll remember this. This is the reason my memory's fucked up, is because of this incident.
I'm cool with that.
All right, so we are, maybe like 7 years old?
I'm a teenager.
Okay, fine, you're a teenager.
Come on, I would not endorse any form of creepy pedophilia or anything like that.
Yeah, you all know we don't endorse pedophilia.
Yes, legal statement.
So I knew that Mika, or Master Kung Fist, was a master kung fu artist, and so I wanted to test it out, so I ran over to you, trying to see, and just all of a sudden, you just put your hand out with the palm of it, and just smashed me right in the nose, and I just fell right back, just like, freaking out. I thought my nose was broken.
Yeah.
And the worst is you just ran over like, oh my god, oh my god. Because when I did it, I thought somehow you were just that much of a badass that you knew, just thought it was nothing, and just were teaching me a lesson. Fuck you, Jordan. Take this. And just bashed me in the face, but you just didn't even know. And it really, really, really ruined my mind.
I really forgot about that.
Yeah, and my nose did break.
That was like the most badass moment of my whole life, but it happened by accident.
Besides beating people up and breaking bowls.
Well, then there's that time I flipped the old guy in the mall.
Oh my god.
That was really fucked up.
Wait, what happened?
The old guy thought I was his granddaughter, and I flipped him over in the middle of the mall. And threw him on the ground.
What?
God. Yeah.
Did his, I guess he didn't have a wife if he's old.
He could have a wife and be old.
No, I'm pretty sure there's a cutoff. Like, every movie, it's always like the old,
shriveled dude.
Yeah, shriveled guy with a cane, holds it behind himself, and needs both hands to walk, you know?
Yeah, okay, alright, I'll do it. Well, I don't know if he had a wife, but...
He was creepy enough. Yeah, good job for you.
Moral of the story... Don't touch me unless invited.
Bossy.
We got to get a shirt. It's also not hard to get an invitation.
All right. This is not for advertising purposes.
Yeah, definitely.
But I do want to get this on a shirt, so I'm trying to get this contest started where we maybe can give away some shirts to our sports guests if they answer a question or something.
Well,
like
eventually you're going to have to get some way to get people to actually see. Video podcast or next.
Video podcast?
I mean, especially like the car one I was listening to.
The car
one? That's hilarious. People need to see what's going on.
The video, I'm thinking about doing that, but you know, we're just already way too high tech with all these microphones we have. These TVs,
in this
these
very
HD
fancy
TVs
studio.
We have. Yeah. These stereos
it's
make
really
it.
It's really overwhelming walking in here. It's really high tech.
Yes, I know. You know, we make this a real studio.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. A couple hundred thousand dollars going to this. You know, that's what Bud Light does, too.
You've got quite the cast of characters going on. So.
That's how we can keep paying for them.
Why wouldn't they sponsor you?
All right, so I really have just you keep shying away from this Kung Fist thing. Oh, I want
I'm
to
so
know.
Sorry.
All right, take. All right, fine. We'll move away. Fine from white belt because obviously that's too pussy. That obviously is. For you. Excuse. All right, I won't say that. Only you can because you're a badass.
Okay.
It's carrot work. Because carrots are easy to grab. So the first black belts, obviously you have your dress on, you probably are really drunk.
Yeah, wow, were you there? I was 10.
In spirit the first time, but yes, in physicality, I just was too intimidated the first time.
Well, you know.
I thought you might kick your foot.
So it took 6 years? Or you get your second degree?
6 years to get my second. Yeah, because you have to get a first degree.
How many years to take to get the first degree? The in between
got,
white belt.
No, no,
and
I got
degree.
My first black belt at 11, not 10. I was 11.
Oh my god.
Then I got my second black belt at 13 or 14. It's supposed to take about 2 or 3 years between each degree of black belt.
Damn.
Are you currently second?
I'm currently a second. I would be a third, but I don't train at the school anymore. Because that whole thing, like college. No,
you train there.
Yeah, why? You're classes. Getting up on your God-given gifts. You're being able to kill people.
No, I can still do it. I'm working a lot more mixed martial arts right now, though.
Like, what? You're going to be an MMA fighter? Yeah. We can probably get some MMA guests. I mean, like, viewers. Like some people
you're
that can,
get a little bit of a following.
Yeah, like, we'll get some meatheads up in here.
Oh, yeah.
They love this belt light.
I know, that's your target audience.
But what do you wear in MMA?
Nothing.
Yeah, you don't wear padding in MMA.
The finger gloves?
Yeah, the fingerless. You wear the fingerless gloves.
Can you hide, like, cement in there? I feel like all those things have is just hardcore cement ready to bash your
face. Oh, yeah,
pads,
definitely. Man.
Pads
cement.
Of cement.
That's exactly. How did you know? Jordan, you don't even
wait,
see
do you have
know
a,
these
things.
Clearly.
You ever fought in an octagon?
No. I haven't actually done, too, like, a real, real fight. I only practice.
So I knew this guy who, I was going to say, he's probably never... Ethan Carl. If you're listening...
I drove him home from here one time with his feet out my fucking window.
He poked me in the eye once. All right, we all have our stories. It's horrible, but... Alright, so he... on this MMA topic, he once was like, yeah, I'm training for this MMA thing, and he's crazy as fuck if I've met... Alright, he's not as crazy as you in terms
not
of fighting,
crazy
but
shit.
He's like, yeah, I'm getting ready for MMA, and he was training, and he was, like, working out and stuff, and then he did it, and apparently he just got his face beaten in, like, a pulp.
Wait, when
so,
what?
It was his first when fight, so... So, like, how good do you need to be to survive even the very first fight? Like, are
pretty
you, like,
good.
On it, like, well, obviously you have second-degree black, like, black belt, but I mean, like, are there people that have, like, on who are you fighting against, is my question.
I that's the thing is, I haven't actually gotten to a real fight, I'm training it right now. It's more like for me, it's just to keep it going, not necessarily something I'm focusing on, because I think I would get my shit beat up, but you just have to be the same level as the person you're fighting.
So,
or better than them because you should only win.
You're
and I'm
better.
Only a winner, so.
It's the only way of champions.
Exactly.
Do you fight people the same age as you?
Yeah, I mean.
Like you just beat up 11-year-olds.
No, yeah.
Yeah, it's the best way.
Well, if you're going by sheer actual size, then I would have to be fighting 11-year-olds or 10-year-olds.
Sorry,
are you fighting like
busty?
Not even.
4'11"?
And 3/4". Fuck yeah!
And counting.
Barely. Oh my god. I've grown since I was like 10.
So that's what you do for a spurt then?
I'm fun size.
Every decade or...
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So like when I'm...
You'd be like around 70.
When
feet.
I'm like 70, I'll be normal sized.
Man, that works.
But that's right when you start
for
to 70, shrink
that's,
too.
Hey, well then that is normal.
So then I will be... Exactly.
There we go.
There we go.
Oh my god, this is
it all works out.
So how many boards can you break at one time?
Three.
Three boards? I saw you break more than three.
Oh, maybe four.
Four.
I haven't broken a board in a long time either. I haven't done any of that stuff in a while.
Is it?
This is the first time that I've been really interrogated or questioned about it in forever.
Yeah, we bring everything up at dinner at Jacob's place.
We do. Has this ever actually happened at a dinner at Jacob's place?
This is what... The first episode, I think the second one, yeah, the first, we always brought him in, that was the inspiration.
Oh,
me and Kelchip Black is his name on,
Kelchip Black?
Kelchip Black is, yeah, everybody's got a nickname on here. And we, the whole semester while I was home, we always would have dinner at Jacob's place, uh-huh. Like him and Megan Highway 20 Lockhart, who's another one of our guests on there. And she and they would make dinner. It would be so good. And so after a while, we were just like, we should just do a podcast. And then from there, right around when that happened, we got all of our great other guests coming back too. So we've kind of diversified a little bit. So that's how Dinner Making Place got made.
There we go. For those new listeners.
This was actually is probably the first time I've actually told that story.
Explain that.
Yeah, 9 episodes.
See, I'm so glad that.
Yeah, you were the first one to know. We learned more about Kung Fist and you learned more about.
I learned more about
DAPE. Yeah. That's our abbreviation.
DAPE, I saw DAPE. That.
Yeah. So do you play any instruments?
Do I play any instruments? Yeah. Played clarinet till I was in high school.
Look, Scritchety, Lil Scritchety, my little brother, he used to play clarinet too. You played like third, fourth grade? Lil Scritchety.
Yeah, I played it until high school. It was, you know, a real magnet for the gentleman up in her.
I'm sure.
You're friends with hella band geeks though, so that actually
band
did
geeks
work.
Are crazy sexy.
me. I mean, I know
they
it.
They get down every day. They're also clustered together, and they all make good music and stuff, and like
yeah,
it's like a bit loud.
Yeah, everybody doesn't like you. Like that's why ICP. We're getting back to ICP, but Insane Clown Posse. All the people they call each other family. So they like when you meet one another, they have such a like a happiness for each other. Like when they find each other. Like I was watching this movie. I watched this documentary today called Monster Camp. It's called Monster Camp. And it's about this like thing called Nero, National Something Role Playing Organization. I really fucking up the abbreviation, but it's like where they had like role models where like you have like,
LARPing. I've done that.
You're
fun as shit.
What?
It's fucking awesome.
Oh my god! For all you sports guests that don't know what LARPing is. It's live action role playing,
yeah.
And all these. All right, well, fuck it. Why am I explaining? You tell.
No, I mean it's basically a bunch of nerds in homemade costumes running around throwing colored shit at each other and saying fireball, fireball. And
what was your weapon?
That was a sword. The reason I went. This is what happened. I don't fuck around. The reason that we went is I take a Western martial arts class, which is.
How recently fighting. Was this? Sorry.
This was like last year or something. Like, I had a lot of time in the gap year.
Yeah, the gap year.
The gap year was between high school and college was really.
I want to go LARP.
That's what all people
no,
do.
It's so fun. It's, and so we went.
You
because,
in Seattle?
No, I like went here in this field somewhere. I don't know. It was kind of like being kidnapped, but to
that's awesome.
Pretend
that's
the
best
to
part
be,
about LARPing.
Yeah, well, clearly.
If you're gonna LARP, get kidnapped.
No, but so my Western martial arts class, we went to. This to like practice sword play, but it really is just a field full of people in shitty homemade wizard's cloaks and handfuls of paintballs, and that's really it. And
did you get a relationship on what's it called, on field or called on game in game? Do you have an in game relationship?
I mean, well, everyone knows they want this elven sword up in here.
What race are you?
We're like elves or something.
Are you a non playable character? Or are you a playable character? I looked this up. Right, I'm explaining this to them a little bit more so we can get in depth
because you know
so that. It's a little more ridiculous.
I was there just fucking around.
Alright, so in the movie, all these people, they got like 60 people together, and it's kind of like Dungeons and Dragons.
Minus the board.
Minus the board. It's for people who like...
Sexier.
Yeah, sexier. People dress up, they get cat faces on. Some people are undead zombies, and each time there's the plot master, and he makes the storyline, and then they spend hours and hours making costumes and laundry and dealing with stuff. That's pretty crazy.
I already started off with that explanation because I think you took a huge tangent with the clothing.
With the clothing.
You were trying to explain how the game works.
Alright, the game works like World of Warcraft, where it's like a fantasy game where you have missions. Am I getting this right? What's
yes.
your name? What's your name in the...
I only did it once. I don't remember.
Wait, how many lives do you get?
Okay, this is just getting so confusing for this. I just did a horrible job of explaining it. We're going back to you,
Master Confis. I think, if anything, you just gotta strip it down to bare bones, which is losers running around on a field. Most of them are virgins.
It did
seem
like that.
You know what? I'm gonna say all of them are.
So ridiculous. They all seemed abused. And
which is interesting, though. It's like a dating service for weirdos. It's like a meet and greet or singles mingles for weird people.
Was there any...
let's just dance around the fires of Eldron. So I'll feed your fire of Eldron or something like that. It's really weird.
This one guy was saying, like, I learned how to be more social because my character is his social value is to be extremely flirtatious. My question is, how, if you're not flirtatious, because that's a good thing, I'm sure, if you don't get any girls, how do you become that? How do you go from not being sexy to, I'm going to get laid?
Because the character value means everything.
Because he could be a knight. He could be a knight, and then he has some confidence, because he has armor and a sword and a horse, maybe. Or like a stick with his legs.
It's actually a world of delusion. Then you can be anything when everyone's weird.
We were really drunk when we went.
I forgot. Did I not mention that part? There was that whole thing where we all got wasted on the car ride.
They did include that in the documentary at all, but getting fucked up.
Well, I don't think you're supposed to, but I don't take that seriously enough. If I had been sober, I think I would have ended it very differently than it did.
At my school, there's this, like, club. The acronym is Dragon, but I forget what it stands for. They do a lot of, like, zombies games. People carry
Zombie versus humans. Yeah. We did it at school this year.
What is this? This intrigues me. Right,
there's like, a couple zombies at first, and then there's humans, and they all have, like, bandanas on, symbolizing whether they're zombies or humans. And the humans have Nerf guns. And if a zombie, like, charges at you or whatever, and you can shoot them with a Nerf gun, and then if they hit them or whatever, then they, like, go away. But if they like, tag you, then you turn into
a zombie.
So if the zombie dodges the bullets and tags you,
you're still,
the best game ever.
It goes on for, like, weeks.
Oh, my God. Dinner at Jacob Place now sponsored by zombies versus humans.
People walk around school with a huge Nerf guns and just, like...
I have four Nerf guns now. Yeah. Finally, there's a reason. I have a... Check out Vulcan EBF 25. The biggest Rambo gun you can tell. Mystique told me about this.
Sale at Target.
$17 off at Target. Get this. It's changed my life. There's an on and off switch for automatic fire. 25 bullets in an ammo box. God damn it.
That's a deal. You should now sponsor a game for all your listeners.
Nerf.
And we throw one.
Zombies versus humans presented by Nerf presents Zombies versus Humans. Boom!
And you can be a sponsor of the event. It's like when we tried to play sardines at old middle schools.
That was the best fit. Sharks and minnows.
We tried to do that so often too. And then we
land? How do you play sardines on land?
No, we used sardines.
Sardines are fish.
No, sardines. What the fuck are you? We used to do this in high school. You were there.
What?
We. And wasted. But, you know, there. We would play. It's the backwards hide and seek game.
Oh,
and then the police came, and then Jordan would have to talk his way out of it.
I still don't remember what sardines is. Apparently I was there, but...
You were there.
Wait, what?
Multiple times.
How do you play sardines? What's backwards?
Fucking... Oh, my God. We had a thread about this shit on Facebook. It's actually legit. And I could actually read it on an episode of this, and people would die of laughter.
Yeah,
that had a lot to do with, like, Harley being gay. Sorry, Harley.
The chief, the general, as he's known on here. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. This is, like, reliving my life at its fullest.
That's what we do on here. Try to relock the past memories.
I'm feeling it. No, but it's backwards hide and seek. One person hides, and everyone has to go find them. And then you have to hide with them, like sardines.
One person hides, everybody tries,
like,
to find them.
It's like sexy sardines. Or sexy hide and seek, because then you get one on one time, and then you have five times.
Sardines is the best game ever. Yeah. I remember that.
And
I was kind of
drinking. The realization.
That was a fun game. Wow, I sound like a fool just realizing much after the story that's gone on.
I have a creepily good memory.
I have not heard enough about this LARPing, though. Oh. Have you done more about your weekend? So it starts at midnight, the game? Like, the game, like...
Yeah.
Do you have to...
Start?
Are you already up at midnight?
They're all
everybody
different,
excited,
though. The thing is, like, it's not specific to every... I don't know if this is true, because I've only been once, because I was so scarred from the first time.
We gotta go do this, dude.
It's crazy. I've seen it. They literally go... 13 damage.
No,
damage.
Don't
want to
kill.
Killer work,
Fire dragon.
Why can't you 100% damage?
You can't do that because you don't have that. You don't have that ability.
You're not that good. Like, if you're really, really good and you're like a level 25 wizard dragon trainer rider.
Do you have to match that? Like,
you have to memorize 250 different calls so that not only if I were to go fire dragon 15, then I would know that, but then if you got hit by my fire dragon 15, you'd be like, oh shit, now I'm calculating 15 less minus the error plus one. Yeah. I don't even know what it means. I heard them talking about it. How can you have errors plus one in a LARP? Live action role playing game.
No. Jordan, I feel like you got a really good future ahead of you as a professional LARPer.
Yeah.
You can teach seminars.
I'm good at memorizing massive,
you should just host
meaningless
one,
spells.
You have to pay to
I would love to. Yeah, it's $60 for a playable character, which means that you get to live a lot longer, you die a lot less. Or you could be an NPC, non-playable character for $20 or $25 and just be all these different things, like a zombie or an elf. Or the long gone sea elf.
Or you could save yourself the money and just jack off to Lord of the Rings in the dark by yourself.
Oh my god.
That's my feeling about people who
are. Do save a little bit of money, unless you get the special action packed for or eight discs.
Oh, that's true. And then it's kind of the same price, but you get longer enjoyment out of it.
It's true, you can do it every
And again,
night.
These guys are mostly virgins, so they probably wouldn't last that long. So you're probably not even going to make it through, like, the first...
But at least they're so down. Like now I've had... ever since I've had Facebook or anything like that, you're thinking, like, how many friends do I have? Hey, that person has more friends than me. That person's more popular than me. But the people on there, they were LARPing, and both of them... Like, while this guy's at work, he plays World at War. When that guy comes home, he moves the TV, and that guy plays World at War. When they ask them, what's your long-term goal? They said, yeah, we don't really have lives. We don't really care. Like, yeah, I don't have a life either. All I do is this. And it wasn't sad because they were so down for it. And I don't get why people can't be so
down.
It's
your passion. It's about focus.
Yeah, it's on Netflix. Netflix streaming, Monster Camp. Check. It's really good. And these are two separate things. So it sounded weird when... Alright, they were just talking, and he was like, yeah, I'm playing, I'm having a lot of fun, and he's like, yeah, I have no life anyways, but at least I have a job. Just very down for just having no life. I'm not saying
it's
I want life.
It's like a long-term commitment.
Yeah, but
their relationship
happy.
With the game.
I don't see, like, I mean, like, I would be heavily saddened if I realized, because of this whole fucking Facebook and MySpace thing, I would be thinking... I have no friends on these things. I'm not talking to people. I'm not going out doing this. Feeling like I really need to do things I don't necessarily need. I'm down to watch movies every day, but I feel like when somebody's like, you want to go to a party? If I don't, I won't see these people. And then they'll be like, why do I see this guy and not that guy? He must not be with it anymore.
Can you bring
But these people are so down not to be.
What if you just brought a dog and you had him like sick?
You don't have
to. What? Where's the dog?
100 damage. Mr. Wolf.
He's got special protection. You can't hit him. It's ridiculous. Oh, they have this one girl. It was, did you guys have Stratega or whatever? Sparega? I watched the fucking movie. I can't even remember her name. She's like the demon, demoness who destroys the world. I'm the boss. I can kill everybody. 99 damage. 99 damage. And like people start to like fall and have to go to resurrection chambers.
I gotta watch the movie.
Do they have that? Do they have one of those?
Yeah,
movies?
I vaguely
they jump
remember
that big boss. That's what they call them.
Yeah,
just like video games, they have big bosses and mini bosses.
And mini bosses, and you have to beat them all.
What was the big boss?
Oh god, I can't remember. If I had realized that now, a year or 2 years later, you were gonna ask me this many questions about LARPing, I would have been less drunk, more attentive, and probably have been born as a different person who cared about this stuff. But
gotta care about your live action. Alright, do you play WoW at all?
No.
World of Warcraft?
I know what it is, but I'm not.
Well, I'm
not.
Just saying for all for our, some of our sports guests.
They're too sporty and
We don't.
I'm not a WoW.
We've ever talked about sports, but yeah, somehow the name kind of clicked.
It works.
You gotta
put
all the demographics.
Yes. Yeah, I gotta keep all people interested.
Well, that's, you know.
All the people who know
everyone.
It is listen. People who don't know, we're looking for anything sports, because everybody looks for sports stuff, they'll think they're
they'll
listening.
Think that they
wait,
listen to sports.
They'll wait, but and they'll
wait,
think,
sneaky
maybe the last minute of this hour and a half will be about sports. Maybe it'll be about
Alex. We talked about Kung Fu.
We did, hey!
It's
Master
sports.
Kung Fist is right.
There we go.
Is Master a guy's thing? Is there Mistress? Or is it Master for both?
Mistress.
Master? You're not a mistress, you're a master.
I am a master.
You can be a master. As a woman.
Okay,
you
but
master,
you mean actor as a... Your actor is for both man and woman.
Yeah, that goes either way.
The...
Yeah.
Waddle.
Yeah, gracias. Fill me up with 7.5.
On to the next bottle.
We reveal you up.
Yeah.
Say.
Yeah, you did. Thanks.
Still got some?
No, I'm
not. Oh, alright, well, we got a new one coming. Getting sponsored by... No, we're not sponsored. Alright, we're just drinking beer. We want to be sponsored by everybody. We gotta keep some of our ad revenues clean.
Yeah. Well, we gotta be consistent and faithful to your sponsors, so...
Yes, exactly. We can't pack too many. It would be like a NASCAR car.
We're a classier operation than that.
So what do you do in the law firm?
I don't work there anymore. I worked there last year.
You get kicked out because you stood up like Aaron Brockovich.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Aaron Brockovich, for all of you politically correct people out there.
No, I was a secretary.
That's it. So did you hear some crazy shit?
Law, though?
No, I'm not. I was. I'm not anymore. I hear some. We had some interesting sort of things. What it taught me more than anything is that I don't want to be a lawyer.
Good.
So
you had to learn. What about Franklin and Bash? It looks like everything. All they do is this new show. Have you heard Franklin and Bash?
I've heard of it.
They do, literally every episode, and this is their theme, is that it's all about like sexual cases and not like, oh shit, bad sexual stuff.
Oh, well,
like
in
SMU,
that case.
It was like literally first scene, they're in there. And they're trying to show how somebody would be distracted by driving. And this girl just starts pulling off her shirt in the middle of the thing, in the middle of the courtroom, like, pulling her bra, like, oh, what's going on? Like, doing the Mr. President dance. And it was ridiculous. The judge was, somehow they got the judge, they're like, why don't you do this? Well, we knew this judge loved girls. What fucking judge gets to be a judge and allows, like, some girls just to parade around? And that's all the cases
judge,
are about.
The kind of judge that you would probably be.
Wow. This is why I'm a filmmaker, a podcaster, a lover,
if law was like that, then, so you could sign me up for anything.
It's so funny. Every night, this is what I also don't get, is something that, like, they're fucking with my head. Every episode, they come back from the law firm, and they're doing all this cool stuff, and in their pad, they have, like, a party every time. 50, 60 people just partying in there in their jacuzzi, always down for whatever their conversation is, acting like they know exactly like they are. And obviously it's a TV show, but it really, like, makes me think, like, do I need to have 60 people every night that I come home from work? Oh, I did taxes for people all day. Hey, 60 people eating my shit and drinking my fucking alcohol. I don't know. It makes, like, high expectations for something that I'm not that down for. 60 people can't watch Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Well, they could.
Well, they could, but it would be weird. I don't know why 60 people don't want to watch that all at the same time. Well, that's good. But, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Oh, alright, so they just announced, finally, it's kind of like, I don't know if it's ironic or whatever, or maybe it's like you would have think so, but they just announced this week, like on Wall Street, that MySpace is one of 10, like, brand that's gonna go away really soon. And I feel like, haven't they said that for the past, like, 3 years?
Probably. That's
but, like, everybody's always like, nobody goes on MySpace, and now finally, like...
People would think
Fox
going
buy
it for
a long
music.
Time
I took so long.
Fox?
Yeah.
No, I think Facebook or Google or one of those bitches bought it.
I don't think they should.
I'm not tech savvy when it comes down to it.
Yeah, Jake for it. Thank you.
You gotta be tech savvy.
I'm not, though.
But you're a kung fu master.
I was gonna
do
being tech savvy.
Yeah, I guess that has nothing to do with being tech savvy.
It's like
so
the opposite.
What are you, I guess, doing? What are you working now then? Are you going to school?
Yeah, I'm in school.
At American University?
I am.
Ooh, American!
Ooh.
Are there a lot of, like, Americans there? Like, hardcore Americans? I'm gonna go to the only place that's American. But people like that, they do things like...
Well, no, because if we were that, we'd be Cal Poly.
Talking shit on Dave.
Well, our last guests were from Cal Poly, right?
Oh, whatever. Yeah, whatever. Yeah,
no, I just,
we've offended almost everybody.
You might as well.
That's like the nicest, I guess, like the least offensive group we could fuck with. We fucked with every race and
the
religion. White people, black people, Catholics, everybody.
This is the part where it is safe that no one can see you, because they don't know where you're coming from.
They can't see the hate signs behind
for
me.
Sure. I'm wearing, you know, my Klan hood.
Yeah, you know, I put a bag over my head each time.
No, but yeah, I'm at school, living that college life.
So were you a freshman?
What?
Were you a freshman?
I was a freshman, yeah.
How awesome are the first, like, 2 or 3 months?
Oh, the best.
Just everything is new, and it's just what a party station.
Well, coming from a year off where I did real people things, clearly not stripping at the law firm, it was really ridiculous to be surrounded by people who just want to get wasted all the time. It's like hanging out with you guys. Yeah, but like 6,000 of them.
You know, I've actually started to... good. I've started to go into the real life. I have a job now.
What are you doing?
Yeah, I have to be very, very responsible. I work at a cafe. Yeah, I get paid a very high salary. I make changes.
Get good health benefits from that?
Yep, definitely. Dental plan? My family has got a good life insurance from now on. I guess it's kind of grim. It's a grim insurance to say. We've got good earthquake insurance. Bam! All right, we're substituting that one. Took it back.
California for you.
Yeah. All right, you know what we should do? Well, we should make predictions right now. Alright, we'll start with Sarah. How long do you think it's going to be till like, a big earthquake? Like, the big earthquake hits California?
This is Doris Forte. It's freaking earthquakes. Yeah!
I say a year to 2 years.
More specific.
Okay. I say a year and 3 months.
I was going to say... This whole time, that's all I'm saying. Oh my god. It's definitely a year and 3 months. It's so weird. I was literally just going to be like, I was trying to think, I was thinking 13 months. No, that's not 13 months. It's 15 months.
It's totally
15 months. That's so weird.
We're going to be the safest out of everyone.
Oh my god, yeah. In 15 months, we're taking a vacation to the Midwest. Yeah. Fucking only tornado. So we're going to have only
California earthquakes?
We're going to have a huge one.
We almost had a tornado.
I know, how fucking weird is that?
There's a funnel cloud above my school. It's a tornado.
Yeah, frosting in it?
It's a tornado that does not hit the ground.
Oh, so then why? Why would we be fucked by that?
Look at the sky, it looks like a tornado, but it's not.
So that sounds beautiful to me.
Well, yeah, but hit the ground, then it's...
But isn't that the part of it that it's not touching the ground?
Now I just want funnel cakes.
How good are they, right?
Yeah.
Oh my, you know what's even better? Fried mushrooms.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Wait, have you guys had...
Where did you jump from funnel?
At a carnival.
Carnival.
We went to this shady carnival, and this guy, I couldn't tell if he was mentally handicapped.
No, he's a convict. That's why he conned you.
No. That guy was different. No, I mean, the guy who sold me the fried mushrooms. But yeah, we did. All right, so we went on to this thing, and this guy called... A carny the fuck out of me. We were like, there's these dart balloon things, we're going over there, and I didn't want to spend any money on it. And he's like, you want to try this? And of course, like, every fucking idiot person says, I'll do it for free. And then, so he's like, okay, yeah, just do it for $1. Can you try?
Play until you win. And then, you're like, alright, so you threw...
I mean, like, the weird things you kept saying, like, no, you get $1. If you make it once, you win $1. If you do $2, you get like 2 darts, and then, like, I don't know.
Yeah, whatever. He was using
weird words. I don't know.
But he got you. You threw 4 darts, and then you finally hit a balloon, and then
God damn it. You
felt pressure to pay, so you had to give him your mushroom.
No, and then, yeah, and then he's just, so he tried to get me, so after all that, and then he's like, oh, now you gotta pay me $4 now after all this trickery. And then I was like, I'm not gonna pay you anything. We're talking about for a little bit. And then out of like it was not professional anymore. He changed his voice and he's just like, alright, just give me I had one fucking fried mushroom, maybe two left out of all of my head, and he's just like, Give me your zucchini and I'll give you fucking prizes. Just hands me these two fish. He's like, dude, don't tell me, I'll get fired. Just takes them. And I wouldn't even do zucchini. So I wasn't going to tell him, but he's like, I love zucchini. Like, you're going to get fired after two fucking zucchini? Like, how little are they fed, and how little money do they make? You make 10 cents a day for watching people hit balloons with darts. Take it or leave it. Well, I guess there was a bad economy, so sounds good to me.
Well, then again, the zucchinis. Anything at the carnival is overpriced.
Yeah, it's... Oh, true. My god. But you wouldn't think he would make his own shit.
You got the better deal.
I did. That's why I'm making fun of him, that fucking bastard. I know he's not going to listen to me. No Carney's listening to this. I'd be so down for a Carney to listen to this.
You can get Carney on the show.
That would be I gotta look for a carny. Yeah, although I feel like their breath would be unbearable. And I would not be able to get through it. It would just be like dead things. Like, it would be like a seagull's mouth. They just take dead things whole. They just rot in there. And he just doesn't say anything. Doesn't chew. He just leaves it in there. This is some good chicken breast. I'm gonna sleep with this in my mouth. Maybe it'll break up by the morning. And then they just have... Oh! That's gross. But, that guy was dumb.
Well, now you've offended carnies, so check that one out.
Gotta. Oh, all right. But all right. So we're on this. All right. Fucked up things. I started looking at Signs Daily recently, and so I was looking up this thing. God damn. I've been drinking. All right. So we So I looked on there. And they said that chimpanzees are having, like there's an epidemic or an endemic of, like, poor mental health. And they're saying that it's, like, because of, like, being kept in a cage and, like, they're not allowed to fucking just kill things at will and, like, forage for food. And the things they're doing, like, the reason they know they're insane is because they're just rocking back and forth and eating their own feces and urine. They're just sitting there eating their own feces. God damn it, it's so gross.
That's why you shouldn't have zoos.
That's why you shouldn't have zoos, that's why you shouldn't have carnies, that's why you shouldn't have any of these weird goddamn things that just...
That eat their own feces.
Yeah,
well, certain animals are stupid enough to be, you cannot feel bad about keeping them in cages, but...
I don't know, I feel like they could rip off.
What's an example of an animal you wouldn't feel bad keeping in a cage?
Goldfish.
Dolphins are evil as fuck.
Dolphins are smart.
No, they're also fucking assholes. Did I already say the dolphin story on one of these podcasts?
I don't believe so.
Alright, whatever. do you remember? Alright, whatever. I'm fucking saying. Alright, so dolphins, male dolphins like to have sex because they are, like, dolphins are the only,
besides
animals.
Besides monkeys, right? Bonobo monkeys?
Monkeys don't even like it as much.
They're whores.
They're whores and they like it, but dolphins like it more. Yeah. Dolphins like it a lot more. And so males.
That's my kind of animal.
Males love to bone. Females also love to bone, except when they get preggers, they don't like to bone as much. They like to not bone until their babies are, like, teenagers, good, fed, whatever. No, they're going to be chill. So the guy who's not getting laid anymore gets really jealous sometimes. And to get laid, kills his baby, rips his head off. Also on Science.
Science Daily?
Yes. Rips his head off. And rips the baby's head off so that the mother will have to get with him again. So the mother, by the time, since they've seen this since birth, by the time that the mother becomes of age to start boning and having kids... She just has sex with every member of the community so that they'll all think maybe this is my kid and so that, like, they won't get jealous and that they will,
sounds like a trailer
not be violent.
Yeah.
It does. It's fucked up. It's real fucking weird. Everybody's like, yes, dolphin. I just went to Cars 2 today, and they had a fucking preview in there of, it's called A Whale Tale, which is a really fucking shitty thing because it's about a whale. No, I'm so wrong. It was called Dolphin Tale.
Okay.
Whale Tale just sounds
you can't,
so
you can't
right.
Name
yeah.
Movie.
Dude, Whale Tale. Dolphin Tale. And it had, like, its, like, tail, like, ripped off or whatever, so Morgan Freeman's gonna try to make it fucking work again or whatever. And I was just thinking, good. Its fucking tail is ripped off because all it would be doing is ripping babies' heads off the bone. And now it's not killing things and having wild, rampant sex. So I feel like we should cage dolphins.
No. And the moral of that story is cage the dolphins.
Well, I mean, is this from dolphins that are in cages or in the wild? Because in the wild there's more females.
Nah, dude. They're all just fucking angry all the time.
They're just angry sex machines.
Yeah, they're just angry sex machines. Unless they're giving it up anyways. Which is really fucking weird.
Someone who took an AP bio class told me that dolphins have, like, hook penises. Mm-hmm. And so when they have sex, sometimes they have, like, accidentally have sex with, like, humans and drown them because they have hook penises. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that nuts?
That's outrageous.
How do you accidentally have
also,
sex with
also, female
women?
Dolphin
well, because
vaginas
they just,
have,
like,
really strong muscles that can just, I don't want to get...
Well, ridiculous. We're on sea creature facts. The only scientific slightly scientific thing I learned from 7th grade biology was that Barnacles have the largest penises in the animal kingdom in
comparison to bodies. Oh, yeah, it's like 16 times their body.
That's the one thing I like.
Octopus per second.
God damn it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're up there. Or squid. One of the... Some cephalopod.
What do they have?
Like, penis to body ratio.
Damn, I thought you meant like they have 8 penises.
No.
I thought it would just take care of so much work for you.
Well, you're the one saying that ducks have 8 vaginas.
No, geese. Yeah, the geese, one-third of geese that are born out of rape. So, for evolution to take care of that, they made it so that, duck, I guess, are those the guys? Are there duck guys?
Or
gooses?
Geese?
Are that all geese?
Whatever, yeah. Fuck it. The male geese.
The duck is a different animal.
The male geese has a corkscrew penis that, let's say, goes clockwise, and the female geese is vagina goes counterclockwise.
Oh, yeah,
this is so to prevent rape so that it won't go in correctly. But not only that, to go further, the female geese also have 7, well, they have 8 altogether, but 7 of the vaginas are fake. So that in case they do, just doesn't happen.
But don't birds lay eggs and then they get fertilized?
No. Yeah, wait, what?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You can't lay an egg unless you're fertilized.
Think about chickens.
There are certain species that they send out the egg and the sperm and they meet in the water.
Oh, that's
like,
true, right?
Sea jellies.
But this is getting outrageous. Yeah. Probably just grossing the fuck out. Yeah. So
Planet Earth as narrated by...
by people that don't know enough about the planet. Yeah.
God damn it.
Now get Morgan Freeman to say that and we make millions.
God damn it. I've realized, though, that like he can just play that role, but that role is the best. It's like the equivalent of being a rock star
dude.
In general. Yeah, he's not just smart, but he's a boss. Yeah, like, whenever he says something, it's Morgan Freeman is fucking saying this.
True.
It's so true.
I would want a soothing black man voice, if I could choose. But yeah, that is a small woman, because that would be kind of weird.
Don't you want to listen to... Oh, God, I can't even do it. He's just too sexy.
Yeah.
Comforting. I was
soothing. I wouldn't put sexy on it because he's old.
It's easy to listen to.
I like David Attenborough's voice better. Puts me to sleep. Anytime I can't fall asleep, just listen to.
Who's Steve Attenborough?
David Attenborough.
David Attenborough.
BBC. Planet Earth.
Oh.
Any wildlife special.
That's
David.
Valid.
Oh, that guy.
I'm actually gonna start listening to these podcasts to help myself go to sleep because I think that Jordan's voice is the voice that.
You think I'm boring? You think my voice is boring?
No, I'm just kidding.
I want to sleep to the soothing sounds of inappropriateness.
It's very much a compliment. I thank you a lot.
He'll give you sweet dreams.
Yes.
Oh, just like that.
So, do you do any competitions anymore? Like, you are a second degree black belt. You obviously have to be able to do some competitions.
Not
like,
really.
Like, you don't ever just see a poster and just be like... Are you okay?
I could. I mean, if I saw one, I would be like, yeah, and then I would be able to, like, whip that shit out like that. But
no, my question is,
what do you whip
if you out? You don't ever see, like a poster, like, shot nailed in with an arrow or something like that, and it's like, County Kung Fu Competition. Like in Three Ninjas, when they just, like, see random fights and they just go in.
If
like,
my life
fight.
Was a Jet Li movie, but it's
that
not.
That would be bossy.
That would be so boss.
That would be crazy.
No, it doesn't happen like that. I don't know. The whole martial arts world is kind of for a lot of show nowadays.
What do you mean?
It's like
so ridiculous. You keep adding to how much of a badass you are.
It's just very...
You don't break people's faces just for pussies.
I mean, no, but that's the thing is it's like... It's not at the same level as it used to be when, like, the little bald monk kids had to pick up rice grains with their toes.
What the fuck?
It's, like, not like that, but...
Now I can just give rice grains to people by just associating the right word.
You ever had to, like, stab your hand to a bowl of rice type of thing?
No. It's not
chat. Does that hurt?
Yeah.
Oh, I've tried doing that with other stuff, where it's, like, a little... I don't even know. It could have been grains. I'm just that cool.
So many grains. Could have been barley.
Barley.
My goodness. But
who doesn't love barley?
Yeah, it's not like that at all here. In China, it might be.
Yeah, do they? Oh, my God. I feel like people have kind of given up on that thing. There used to be, like, the really big stereotype of, like, if you have slit eyes at all, you know kung fu. I feel like people don't really... Oh, my God. Almost jumped on me. I feel like people don't really say that anymore. Is it still true in China, or is it just like people have given up on being racist?
I'm gonna be real with you. No one in China ever thought that because it's a stereotype that white people have put on Chinese people or Asian Chinese people. So that doesn't make any sense.
No, I just mean like you've never heard like you remember how it used to be like there'd be like oh Jackie Chan you know
yeah no like, no like, it's probably changed thing. A little bit. My biggest issue, and this is my thing that just makes me want to punch babies.
Which you can.
Which I can, but not babies, because that's wrong. Is the fact that people think karate and kung fu are the same thing. So
that just happened on Pet Peeve.
The fucking Karate Kid. It seems the new like, Karate Kid movie with the small black kid with the dreads doing kung fu.
Will Smith.
Yes.
What's his name?
Jaden Smith. Jayden. Whatever the fuck.
Kid is cute. First of all, that's not realistic because...
Oh, well, you don't think a black guy could be a bunch of Asian guys?
No. It goes both ways. It's just not possible. It's not possible. Number two, they call it the Karate Kid, and because they want to make it like the old movie, but it's not karate, it's kung fu. And he even calls it kung fu in the movie, and then you're like, why did you name this movie that? That shit.
Well, because it sounds kind of weird to be like, the Kung Fu Kid. Oh, wait, this sounds way better.
Kung Fu Kid?
The Kung Fu Kid is way better.
Yeah, it works just as well as Karate Kid.
No, it works. It doesn't work just as well. It works way better.
There you go.
It's much better. The Kung
Well,
Fu
eventually
Kid.
You're
yeah,
what
the why fuck? Why don't you tell the sports guests the difference between Kung Fu and Karate?
Yeah.
They're stylistically different. They're from
well,
different
like, jiu-jitsu, isn't that all, like, rolling
oh,
people?
Yeah. So the
like,
origin. Where's the origin of Karate?
Karate is from Japan.
Ah. And Kung Fu is
China. Yeah. There's a difference in the style, though. Kung Fu is a lot more fluid. Depends on the style
what about
of Kung Hapiko? Fu, too.
But fluid, like, the opposite of fluid is what? Like, shitty?
Hapiko?
I don't know, I saw it.
What's Hapiko?
I don't know. At my school, I saw it as, like, a martial arts workout class. Listed as
Aikido?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Aikido. Defense. Yeah, yeah, it's like to defend yourself.
Yeah, that's a different style too. That's the thing is they're all really different. It's a very intricate world that people think is all the same.
Okay, all the
in the same way
all
you
the
think Asian
aside.
People all look the same.
I don't think that. I think people have gotten it wrong because there's a really like a wide array. I just think it's because there's a lot of Asians that
that's
it
true.
Seems like. Like if there were more black people, like for some reason I feel like black people are all like. Huddled in areas, not like segregated, but like if you see a black dude, like in Atlanta, it's awesome. There's hella black guys out over in like San Francisco. You see some black dudes, but you don't see an overwhelming amount. And it's not racism. They just kind of go there. Asians, I feel like.
I mean,
you
I can
see
that.
See a shit. You just see like a good amount. This is not. I'm not trying to sound racist here. I'm just trying to make observation. There's
just
no wrongness about it. I mean, there's no wrongness about anything. White people do the same. I'm not white. I'm not anything. I'm Jewish. But I just mean, like, white people do the same thing. All white people hoard together, too. I just mean, like, I feel like that's what happens. Because, like, in every situation, there's, like, always a cool, I don't know, Asian person.
Well, what do you think is the most useful technique from karate, the kung fu, in mixed martial arts?
The most, I mean, your ability to punch someone...
But isn't grappling,
right.
Anything grappling is...
Grappling is... That was the thing that was the biggest difference for me. That was hard.
You ever do jiu-jitsu?
No. But jiu-jitsu would be helpful to learn for MMA.
Uh-huh.
I love this.
Well, Hoist Gracie. You ever heard about MMA? I mean, UFC
Gracie.
1.
Yeah.
The first UFC.
Well,
where there was
jiu-jitsu
no weight classes.
It was a great...
Yeah.
It was a great
tournament. I heard about that. Wasn't that Pride?
Was that Pride? No,
I know a couple
UFC.
Things about MMA.
And then he got beat by Matt Hughes. That was like UFC.
How do you know so much about MMA? Mystique coming out with knowledge.
There's like a
portion, yeah.
There's a period in my life.
Where you liked MMA? How do I didn't know about this?
What do you mean?
Mystique is so mysterious.
We used to fight dude all the time.
We used to fight, but it was not like MMA. It was like I know karate.
Well, neither of us knew any of those things.
Yeah, I know.
But
you gave me confidence to do it. You gave me the confidence. So if you had to have your, like, I, for example, think, like, if somebody was trying to fight me, I would do, like, you know, like, an uppercut, like, I would love for it to be, like, the perfect timing where they try to punch me, miss, go up, pop them in the face, they, like, fly back, you know, if they're trying to fuck with me. What is your ideal kung fu situation? Like, somebody being somewhere, maybe behind, like, a wall, kicking through the wall, like... Like, what is
your
best
fantasy?
Thing?
Yeah.
If somebody can
what's
set
your
it up?
Finishing move? What's your
yeah?
Grab your spine.
Well, yeah. That's actually such a good question.
Would you rather knock someone out with a punch or a kick? Let's start there.
A punch. There's so much more satisfying. You have a lot more hand, like, connection to your arm, because it's closer.
What would it be? You gotta know deep down.
No, that's your heart of fucking hearts, awesome question. How you want
to kill someone.
I don't think anyone has ever asked me that, and that's such a good question.
All right, while you think about that, how about favorite weapon?
What's my favorite weapon?
And not those flippy swords you have, the real swords.
I like the Kwando, which is the staff with the huge blade on the end.
Oh, they had that in, what was that game called? Toshikiko or something?
No, you're talking about...
PS1 game?
Soul Calibur?
No, Toshimiro, something like that. He had a red cover. It was like one of the first PS1 games.
They had a little
games.
Feather thing on the end, too, right?
Yeah, but that's to soak up the blood.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
That's what that's for. On the spear, too, the, like, feather thing that attaches to it is to soak up the blood for when it was a war weapon. I also like the butterfly knives.
Oh.
Oh, I'm butterfly knives. You just show me, Mystique showed his video one time, there was this guy, he had two blades, and he's just staring into the screen. It's not calm, he's just staring, just doing two blades, just opening them up, closing fingers, acting all cool, nothing like it's nothing. Not even like a badass, not even like a rock star, just like, I've got nothing. I just take acid and flip these blades. This is my job. I don't get paid, but fuck it.
I could see this.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Like guy twirling two switchblades, or two fucking butterfly knives.
Well, and how many views does he have?
I'm sure a fucking lot.
I gave him at least five, so.
Because it's like you have to see it.
Next step, the YouTube channel.
YouTube.
Next step for this little venture is the Dinner at Jacob's Place YouTube channel.
People have been talking about that. People have been
talking
about
that. Maybe the next epic mealtime, drunker. No, not even. Maybe as drunk.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, YouTube would be
good. You
got
a face
yeah.
for TV.
Oh, thank you. I'm drawing a half Sir Stanley and Everett, which I've not really advertised, so there's.
It's puppies.
Yeah, it's a puppet. It's a puppet story about disturbing things. I'm working on the second one right now.
I've been waiting for the second one, dude.
Yeah, the second one I think is gonna be better.
I'll have to check out.
Check out
first.
Sir Stanley and Everett on YouTube if you
don't spoil it.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say what the second one's about. It has videos involved though, hopefully. Still working on the camera.
You're building an empire, slowly but surely.
I'm trying! The Scritch Crash Empire.
God dominates audio waves and the video waves and both.
Yeah, I'll see you. If it takes me 1,000 years.
If you ever need some harem girls for your empire, I know a couple.
Yes. Oh,
really?
I've got this brand new harem cage in
my room. My studio.
Good! Now I've got the studio. That. You gotta fill it with something good.
Exactly. Do you box, too?
No. I kickbox, but I can't only use my hands.
I don't want to give away my thing, even though it's nearly impossible because everybody's seen it, but The Fighter, have you seen The Fighter?
Yeah.
In it, you know the jab, body, face, body thing? I practiced that on my fucking, on my boxing thing. It's such a good move. Like, I just want to box people because I'm just like, this is so practical. It just wouldn't fucking work. Like, and I'm thinking, like, I really want to start boxing just for that, and then I'm probably going to get my shit kicked.
Well, I'll box you, man.
You want to have fucking gloves
next right
here.
Right now, got the gloves
Let's
out.
Let's do it. Yeah, you got
a
pair
of
gloves
on
you.
If I get this job, then I'll be
next time on.
Boxing more.
Yeah. Next dinner, Jacob's Place, boxing edition.
Now we're actually talking about sports.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you
this
go.
Is the most sports we've had. This is awesome.
Sports gets sick
and
with us.
And this is the most women we've had.
Yeah, this is good. Yeah, this is great. We've got
women and sports. What more could you ask?
Whoa! Yeah, guys, grab your. Oh, we are sponsored by Bud Light. This is just turning into the just.
There just needs to be like more, and we talked about video games a little bit. And LARPing, which is not for
oh
cool
my god,
guys.
We've got to get back to LARPing. We've got to go back to.
After this podcast, you look online, find a forum,
or just after this podcast, everybody watch Monster Camp and you'll know everything about.
I'm gonna go home and learn how to.
I'm down. I'll memorize the goddamn damages. It's so
a bunch of
wait. So if you LARPed, then did you have to memorize all of the calls and everything?
No.
Do you know what was going on?
Recall. I had no idea what was going on.
Did people ever do
I was
this?
Also so fucking wasted.
Dude, when you were playing, did somebody ever come over to you and like get in your ear and be like, what do I see? Because I see how they would always do that because they can't tell what you are. So they'll be like, what do I see? And they'll be like, 99, 90 health. I'm an elf. I've got, like, this special protection, whatever, and, like, okay, and then they'll hit you or whatever.
I, you know, maybe. I don't
remember. I don't know. Were you drunk all weekend?
It was like an event. Man, I was really drunk that whole weekend.
The whole weekend?
Yeah, they do it once a month.
A day and a half or something of LARPing.
They love it, apparently. I am down.
I will tell you this, it's a huge confidence booster. If you are a sort of normal human being, you will get hit on by droves of elven men and...
Everybody in that movie seems so, like, flaming gay. Like, nothing... Yeah. I mean, I'm down.
Nuts.
I love my nuts. But
this
usually
a sausage fest, so...
They seem so down. And, like, I don't know. It just seems... I don't seem happy. I'm so tired of, like... Everything being so traditional. The only people that seem happy are the ones that get fucked up. Like, it'll get better. It gets better or whatever. Why do you need a campaign for gay people? Like, I mean, I understand, but, like, I'm saying is it's not the only people that are getting fucked. Like, my whole life I was like, how am I going to get through being, like, straight? Like, everybody has all these, like, traditions and nobody's, like just down about it. Like, gay people, when they're gay and they meet somebody else, what?
You're saying... Now you're talking about...
Yeah, I guess I said that kind of fucked up. That came out really badly.
Yeah.
Not that gay people don't need a campaign. Gay people definitely need a campaign, but they're not the only ones. Because everybody, I feel like everybody has a hard fucking time realizing things are going to be
Life is hard.
Like, I got really fucking depressed thinking, like, who the fuck am I going to find as, like, a girlfriend? Or, like... Who the fuck's gonna like me?
Or
how are you gonna find
friends? The community
is
smaller. Yeah.
I guess most people have tuned out by now and aren't listening because I said that really bad before.
Yeah,
I did not mean that, ten of your fans.
Well, now there's two.
Yeah, I didn't mean it that way. Hopefully, you guys understand what I mean. But
no,
everybody needs support. You know, like I just mean like everybody assumes that if you're straight, then like everything's
that
going fine for you. Yeah, nobody's bullying you if you're straight. You're not intimidated by the really hot girl who doesn't say
I'll have whatever, just because you're straight doesn't mean you're having any better luck in relationships, because sure as hell this one's not.
Yeah, you see, nobody's, unless you're a fucking LARPer.
I actually think
and then you can find somebody
true
because,
love.
Yeah, because everybody's
I think
so
it's
passionate
like the size
about
of the
it.
Community and how much you feel
it's
about
the
things.
Ratio.
Yeah,
my point mainly, I guess,
is
you're more grateful as a
so
LARPer to find another person
who understands you.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like it's so hard if you're just in the normal, whatever the normal category is, so hard to find somebody who is just automatically going to understand you. If you're a LARPer, that person's automatically going to understand
specific.
You're a LARPer. Yeah,
this
you
is
get
all
your
this
LARPer.
Is making me feel like is that I should be a lesbian LARPer.
You get so many people. So many
off-game
in-game relationships.
I don't think I want to say it, that's now going, you know, on iTunes.
So you got a relationship in-game and not out-game?
Well, no, you can. But, like, what will happen sometimes is, like, in this, for example, in Monster Camp, this guy, he's like four or five relationships. They start in game because they like have to be together or whatever, and then they're still continuing it off game. And then when they get back, they're a different character. Like their morals is like I'm a thief, and the other person is like I'm a good guy. And then they have to get in conflicts.
That's
and they get
hard.
Too into the game. They don't want to, or like in the game you have to be mated to somebody. It's not like they have real sex, but you're like mated to them, like. They were saying some people can make eggs hatch, but they had to be three people to raise the baby, like shit like that. And so they'll be mated, like, yeah, some relationships have ended because of that.
Oh my gosh.
That's intense, man.
It's fucked up.
That's really intense.
Yeah, I would feel
life as a LARPer
so
is
people
hard.
Lay eggs.
Yeah, three people lay eggs.
Or like
three people lay eggs.
Mammals, man.
Well, you gotta appreciate a world where you can do whatever you want. And that's my appreciation for LARPing.
You guys want to make a baby? Make an egg?
Okay.
Let's do
I'll
it.
I'll make an egg with you.
We can add four. Let's do
yeah.
it.
We have
four. We can
minutes.
Add four.
Yeah.
It sounds good.
We have nothing
to
do with our summer.
Why
not?
I'll raise an egg.
Let's do it.
Anyway, now, what I would like to see is the LARPer who tries to take what works in the LARP world to the real world. So what if you go out to a bar and you see a bunch of hot chicks and you're like, hey, ladies, how would you like to make an egg? With this level 7 sorcerer,
think you're a marsupial.
Does it have a sign waiting outside? Level 7
yeah,
sorcerer. Down to lay eggs.
I don't think it quite. Translates. I would love to see that translate, though. That would be great.
Do they have like different language when you went there? Did anybody speak any different language? Like Navi?
I mean, like, I was drunk enough that everyone was speaking a different language than I was. But, you get those people, I think, who have taken the time to learn the entire Navi language or whatever.
I dated a girl who knew the whole Navi language. Dude. Yeah, it was kind of...
Sounds like a keeper.
She's chill. Yeah, the Navi thing was not. Avatar? I probably just pissed her off because. Well, yeah, it's probably awkward if she's listening to this right now.
Yeah, I was
just
gonna say, tell her hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Wanted to rehash old times, so.
Yeah, but it was chill. It was not in a nerdy way. It almost was kind of cool, but yeah.
Just like Klingon. Cool, like,
yeah, it's like, really cool. You could have, like, I don't know, I feel like it's just only different with a girl then. Any guy knows Navi,
it's like,
it's like, that's so cool. When you know girls something you know, really
it's
know.
Like geeky girls. And I'm hoping this is working for me because in the long run, I've just admitted to a whole bunch of whoever listens to this that I've been LARPing. wanted to add insult to injury, I could also say that my ringtone is currently the Pokemon theme song.
That's so awesome. And Pokemon!
Yeah.
With lyrics?
That could be your closing song.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. We got to close with that.
I could also, talk about my love of Stargate and Star Wars and all that.
Wait. Stargate Atlantis?
Yeah.
Please, I'd love to have somebody tell me what it's about.
Oh my god. You would take a whole another episode.
It's fine. Our listeners love this shit.
All nine of them.
There's nine seasons?
No.
Our viewers. Oh, I get it. You're trying to talk some shit.
I'm just trying to talk some shit. The only people who I feel like who listen to this are the people who are on it.
Oh god, that just
But clearly scary. Not, because I listened to it before you asked me to be on
Sports
it.
Sports guests, yeah, she's on here, obviously.
You guys have a chance to be on here too.
Yeah, one day. Aim high, dream big, and you too.
Oh god, it's got an ash on you. Yeah, it might have got in your shoe.
That's... This is one of the better experiences of my life.
This is...
In 100% seriousness. Like, wow. I just really...
Shabbat shalom.
Oh my god. Hey, you remember Hebrew Hammer?
Yeah.
What happened to that? You guys... Alright, another movie sports guys should check out. They made
not going to make a sequel to that.
I know, but I'm saying my point is that it was a huge movie when it came out. I thought it was going to be bigger. Not like in like theaters, because I knew it was going to be there, but like I feel like people still should be like, oh, we should watch Hebrew Hammer on like whatever day.
I think
like,
everyone who's seen it has seen it at least like 5 times.
Yeah. But they don't show it, but they don't spread it. But they don't be like, oh,
like
have you seen this? You know.
Oh, you want it to be a cult movie?
Yeah, it's got to be one of those cult movies. It's gotta.
It just depends on what kind of person you are.
It also, yeah, it might not be something everyone identifies with.
True that.
But it's still hilarious.
It's still hilarious.
Shabbat shalom, motherfucker. That's just a great
2% of the world is Jewish, right?
It all depends on what
1%, less than 1%.
It's like Wet Hot American Summer. Like, you understand that movie better if you went to summer camp.
No, but see, I feel like it's different. I feel like that movie... everybody's seen and they still pass that around.
Funny,
everybody's seen. Have you seen Wet Hot American Summer? I don't hear that about Hebrew Hammer anymore. I feel like that, like, the only way for somebody to get like 200
million. Well, you want to be on the level of like the Big Lebowski or something.
And
like that.
Wet Hot American Summer is like secretly for Jewish.
It is.
It is secretly for Jews, but it's like Friday, where if you watch Friday, I watched it like 3 times, but. You know, like that's enough for me personally to see it, but I still tell everybody about it. Hebrew Hammer, even if I've seen it 5 times, for some reason people didn't tell everybody about it. See Wet Hot American Summer, dude, where's my car? I watched it 7 fucking times that day. I still, like, want to watch it. Even if I don't, I'll still be like, have you seen Dude, Where's My Car? Not, oh, I gotta see that. It just doesn't come up. Yeah, Hebrew Hammer's gotta come back.
That's true.
Alright.
Neither has that guy.
You've convinced me. Sold.
We can do that.
I'll start telling everyone about it.
Or Ladies Man. Ladies Man's fucking great. That's a great movie. The Ladies Man? Have you ever seen that?
Nah.
Tim Meadows just adding like a Ladies Man.
Yeah.
God damn.
SNL.
I remember you guys showed me like Grandma's something.
Grandma's Boy is the best.
That's a great fucking movie.
So underrated. But if you
is it really underrated? I feel like
very. Because if you ask anybody who, if you ask anybody who's seen it, they fucking love it. But ask any. I don't know, like if you ask a majority, yeah, like that's hard to say, but anybody who hasn't seen it, have you even heard about it, really? Like they're not, like Twilight, obviously I've fucking heard about Twilight, but like, like I have, or even like The Longest Yard. It's a fucking old movie that like most people wouldn't watch. You still have heard of The Longest Yard.
Well, there's also the new one.
What?
There's also the new one.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, most people wouldn't know there's an original. I'm saying the new one. I'm saying like, yeah, no, like, you know what the
fuck. Especially a pretty good movie.
It was. It was pretty good.
I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it heavily. And then, I also watched that Jewish.
Well, you saw all of it, yeah.
Yeah, we did watch that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was fun as fuck. And I remember passing out, like, very early into that movie.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's so many people and so many body energies near you, just gets a warm pass out.
I thought you hooked up.
No, I was making it sound like that. You hooked up.
That was going. I thought it was
a show. I tried to set it up and then just crash myself down.
Oh gosh, I have such memories of this, being in this house on a completely, you know, talking about lots of people. And the last time I remember, we watched Trill TV.
Trill TV! Mac Dre, rest in peace, Mac Dre.
Rest in peace.
Oh my god. Mac Dre, if you haven't listened to his music, check some of that shit out first and then. Check out Trill TV.
And then watch Trill TV.
Which you can torrent, huh? Yeah, I already gave you the link last time, so check out episodes ago. Yeah, oh, episode 7. Check it out. You'll know which link to look at. But yeah, you get. Oh my god, I've gotten. I don't want
to. Do you still have that DVD?
What? Trill TV? I think I do. I might have actually given it to Mark, because it was a gift. It was a gift, and I just never, the person never took it, because it was so good, we just watched it here. Smoking blunts.
Like, wasn't it a gift to you from us?
No, it was a gift from, was it?
I feel like we gave it,
I don't think so.
Mark gave it to you, or I gave it to you, or we both gave it to you.
Maybe it was the other way around. Maybe it was
maybe let him borrow it after.
So maybe I do have it then. I've watched it so many times, I don't know.
It's a gem of a cinematic experience.
It, have you seen it? Huh?
Dude, yeah, we watched it for 4 hours.
You just said that. Wow, this is what happens when drugs mix in your mind.
I mean,
you should make your own Trill TV. Well, they did make Trill TV after Mac Dre passed, and it was
nothing's
horrible.
As good. Because if you knew Mac Dre's in anything, it's like, seems like if Brad Pitt died and you wanted to make fucking 7-2, couldn't make 7-2. Brad
of all the movies,
that was the one you chose.
he was. He was chill. He was chill in that movie. Oh, it's your head! It's fucking ridiculous. God damn it, that was a fucked up movie. Oh, so I looked up earthquake safety. By the way, while we're talking about earthquakes.
Because we only have 15 months.
Yeah, exactly. We only have 15 months, and I was thinking, what am I going to do? Because I was laying in my bed, and I was thinking, what the fuck would I do right now if everything started to fall? The biggest myth they have is the door frame thing.
Yeah, I know.
The reason they used to do that is because that used to be the only thing that was made of metal in the house. So you'd, like, stand there and it would be the only thing left, they noticed.
That's
but now it's
they
like
taught
the least
us in
thing.
School.
Yeah. So many things in school they fucking. Like,
I know.
For example,
fucked.
Paul Revere, he, you know, he's known as, like, oh, he's
yeah,
all this thing.
Lies.
The only reason they even chose his name first was because it rhymed out of the 400 people that wrote. And not only that, but he made it so little without yelling the name because he didn't want to tell the British that he was coming. Got arrested by the British, immediately told them all the plans. Said, hey, all these people are coming here, so you might want to worry about these people. They might get you damaged. Just immediately gave them all this shit. And we just sing a song about him. And then just get taught about it. And it's just bullshit. It's just bullshit. Goddamn bullshit.
Everything's a lie, man.
Well, where would you go during an earthquake?
Yeah, tell us.
All right, so you're prepared.
You lay on your bed.
Us.
If you're on your bed, you lay there because there's broken glass and stuff like that, and you'll most likely be okay. You put the pillow above your head, and then you...
Wait, over your head?
Yeah, above it. Like, hold it over your head.
What if you just run out to the middle of the street?
How do you protect your, like...
No, because there could be hell of falling shit.
Private parts.
Yeah.
You soft parts.
That's why you wear a jock strap all day.
Electricity and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
All right, you can't have two call on those.
Yeah. What?
All right. I guess that wasn't really...
Talk about earthquake safety. I didn't even know what to do during an earthquake.
I know. All right, so yeah, the earthquake... Oh, my God.
How are your table?
What time is it? It is so... All right, I'm not gonna tell you because it's 4:20 a.m. cute of me.
Oh, so witty and clever.
Yeah, nobody's ever said that one before.
Not even at all.
Oh my god. So, Sarah, I guess we gotta figure out. We gotta introduce you a little bit in here. Where you go to school?
I go to UC Santa Cruz.
Oh yeah, the slugs. The slugs. Like, do you have to do that to be there? Like lick a banana slug?
No, not outdoor ed.
No, that's outdoor ed.
But it's like another thing. Like, we do this in outdoor ed again.
That's like in sixth grade to be cool. You have to join like the banana slug club.
Do they really taste like bananas? Because I am scared shitless.
You're not supposed to kiss them because you have salt in your lips.
And they die.
It could kill them. Yeah, you have to like curl your lips back like an old person, like. Like you're wearing dentures.
Not even kissing them then. What's the point?
No, it's not.
Rubbing your
I gotta make out with them. What I yeah. kiss. I lash those lips and dig in.
Exactly. That's a true banana slug fan.
Clearly.
So what are you studying?
I'm studying sociology and like global information social enterprise studies. So like basically nonprofits.
That's great. So sociology of nonprofits or like
sociology and nonprofits. It's like
so
a
you don't want to make any
should
money.
Probably inform the listeners at this point that Jordan was afraid that Sarah was not going to be able to handle or put up with the content of the show.
I can do it,
yeah.
I swear.
I really thought you were going to be offended
no,
by
dude,
this
No, dude, I don't care.
It's like, you're just so nice. Like, I just thought, like...
Also, this also brings to mind the time that Jake, when introducing... Mystique, I'm sorry. When introducing us to his friends at school... referred to Sarah as his angel beautiful girl and me as his 10-cent hooker.
How do you remember these details?
Because I was sober.
These
things just happen.
In the most
that.
Charming way I meant that.
It was quite
10
charming.
10 cents goes a long way in some countries.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a good excuse. So it's a compliment. Okay.
All right, well, I'll take it.
Sweet. Guess we can move on from. I guess there's no anger anymore.
No, yeah.
No, it's just funny at this point. I don't even
know.
It's
funny
it, so.
At that point.
No, it's because you're sexy, you know. Because you're sexy.
Yes, you are sexy.
Look at you.
Sexy, sassy.
Doesn't move out of that hole.
Sorcery. I don't know. I was trying alliteration.
LARPing.
I was not good at LARPing, so.
Well, I have so many questions about LARPing still. We should not get back to that.
I'm going to
say I'm not
research.
The best LARPer. That's fucking awesome. All these, just multiple lines we've got to put on these shirts. You want to see them? Grab some Dinner at Jacob's Place shirts. That's what we should do.
Make
we should have them. Okay, if you tell us the line. We just said, which obviously has got to go on the shirt. We'll send you a shirt with that on. Ooh.
Send in requests, Jim.
We'll see if that ever happens.
Yeah, what's
the It may be a year
line.
When this, we have like 100 episodes.
Really
yeah,
off.
When this really takes off. God damn, I wonder if I can still do that. God damn, what are you doing? You're just picking apart my
seeds.
Pot. Thank you. Thank you. Wow. So, I have a question. I saw you.
True friendship.
I saw you pull up in a fit. In a Honda Fit.
I did, yes.
Was that your choice? I feel like it's on a long list of, like, Pacers and Fiesta cars that, like, are never going to be remembered as good cars.
No, it was not my choice.
Fiesta.
It was not, but I love it.
You know, because I don't feel like they're bad cars. I just feel like they look like shit.
They're good. I'm a small little person, and it's a small little car, so.
I drove it once. It was nice.
It handles well. Got some good torque. What does that mean? Do you know what that means?
No, like... I have no idea what that means. I've also
been like, got great
though.
Torque or big torque? What is the correct thing? Big, a lot, many torque? I've got many torques, man.
It wouldn't make any sense if you could lift that car with one hand.
Really? Wait, okay. What is it? Many acceleration?
No, I mean, like, for instance, you have a wrench handle. If you have a short wrench, it's going to be harder for you to adjust the bolt than if you have a longer wrench and you push down on it.
Because you get more force.
Yeah.
And that's where we lost.
So you got more torque by having an SUV instead of a small... Wait, so a city car has less torque?
Well, I mean, if you have less mass, you need less torque to obviously gain momentum.
This is all confusing the shit out of me. Let me see if it's on Twitter.
Where's Chief? This is where the Chief comes in.
Yeah, Chief.
That's accurate.
The Chief would be able to explain this all. Damn him. Whatever.
Well, I could probably explain that.
Yeah.
He's taking more physics than I have.
I love physics. Or physics.
Laws
of the
universe.
Which one do you love?
There's a big difference.
I love physics more. Everybody's gotta love it.
True TV.
Oh, so the other night, I don't know how I thought. All right, so the other night... I went to a Giants game, and I don't call it Tom, but we went, and they're so like Bumgarner, who's this guy, who's our pitcher, he's pitching against the Twins, who are from fucking Minnesota. Obviously can't do shit.
I was watching this.
Yeah. I was there for that game. In the first half inning, in the top of the fucking first inning, they score eight runs.
I know.
8 runs. And the first time in 127 years. The entire time the Giants have ever been around as a team. It's the only time that we've ever done that bad. The only game I choose to go to, they lose 8 runs and then become the most boring game ever because nothing happens after that. It was so outrageous.
It was
8-0 and then left because
some
guy randomly just threw up next to us. Just chilling there, his hands over his mouth, and then just yaks all
over. It was that bad of a game then.
Didn't someone score from the Giants? I think someone scored.
I think it ended up like 2 runs or something like that.
I don't know.
We're adding so much sports into this. We're enriching this so much.
You should have us here so much more.
Clearly. Women in sports.
Women in sports.
Well, you're probably drinking Bud during the game.
Oh, I actually was drinking Bud.
But wasn't the one
time
with the scratch off, because those are new.
It was, I think it was scratch off. I don't know if the aluminum ones do that. Either way, it was Bud Light. Bud Light, what's up?
There
you
go.
What was our... God damn, we had a Bud Light lawn. Whatever. We'll remember later. It'll be on the t-shirt. You can get t-shirts. What the Bud Light lawn was.
Your t-shirt's just going to be a bunch of, like, blurbs of phrases.
It'll be a collage of random lines. We actually have so many. It's gotta go somewhere. God, all right, that's an inside one, I guess.
You should check the comments on the podcast and see which ones come up the most.
Yeah. God damn it. yes, hey, that's a good one. Yeah, if you like it, go on, rate it on iTunes, write some shit, good or bad, whatever, we'll take it, hopefully.
It's gonna be the next text from last night, but it's gonna be things said during dinner at Jacob's place.
So, oh my god, yeah, you just can't explain the
I can rate them, good night, bad night.
Good night, bad night.
I'm gonna say it's always gonna be a good night.
Always good night, Jacob's.
It is. It really is.
Can't see the spread, but...
Are you getting tired, Master Kung Fist?
Never.
You look hunk.
She
you
never
hunk
gets tired.
Never.
You feel like you're a badass, then.
I
feel like, well, I mean, like,
just
like,
figure
like,
that
like
out
a badass
now?
Then, but, like, never mind. I am just...
Yeah, you ask me if I'm getting tired. I'm pretty sure that's your brain slowly...
Whoa. You just kung fu'd me. Alright, so we're going back to kung fu, then. If we're speaking of that.
Well,
I need to get back to the test. The second degree black belt test. That I got
going
there for
full circle.
Me and Mystique were there for. And you did a lot of shit that was cool. And I saw you kick some boards. And I saw you jump some people. And people, the reason I have this question is because I saw some stuff. And then other people were telling me enormously ridiculous things. Like, she's going to jump 10 people. She's going to punch through 15 boards. Shit like that. And I want to know... What happened?
Well, that was an inflated expectation. and
his
I,
memory's not so good.
Yeah, I almost want to let you just remember it like that then, because then I sound really cool. No, I mean, that's mostly what it is, just on a smaller scale. You go through everything you've learned, then you fight some people, then you jump over some people and break some boards, then you break some boards without jumping over people, then you add some more people and some more boards, then you do, like, 400 sit-ups and push-ups or something.
Oh my God.
For people?
With people on your back?
Alright guys, second hour, we're about 270 push-ups in. Keep on going, this is on ESPN
90. Just
90.
Like that. No, but then you have to hold this like one stance, the horse stance, for 5 minutes.
What does it
look like?
Well, you gotta explain this, because this is an audio.
It's like he's bent like he's ready to bend.
All right, a doggy style man without the other person.
Nah, it's like a squat, but like...
That was a squat.
Modified.
That was the iron horse, sorry.
Nah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, look this up. These are all sports things. Go on sports.
Sports related.
Wherever you can find
full
sports.
Full circle to sports.
I like this. This should be Dinner and Jacobs coming full circle. This will be a...
We're actually playing.
God damn, we have too many of these little taglines. Those little, like, sexy nippets.
Little.
Like my ego. Yeah, so, all right. Speaking of egos, do you have any ego boyfriends?
What is an ego boyfriend?
Lego my ego.
Someone you want to have every morning.
Oh, okay.
Brilliant.
I'm saving myself for you.
That's just too kind. I told you I have a nice little side shed room No. I keep my chairs, so. Awesome. Always open. You know, the Dape Studios are always fully ready.
A lot of nice chairs.
Yeah, definitely. I suit this place out.
There's a mattress, too. It's all wrapped up. But
yep, sure. I think there's some totally spiders work on there. We'll kick the spiders out. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
You need our privacy.
Well, depending, yeah, on many, exactly. Depending on how many you get, it becomes more fun.
Exactly. Exactly. So do you live in, so you're still living, where are you living next year?
In the dorms.
And how is it good? I mean, like, how that came out in the wrong syntax. How good is it?
It's awesome. I love it. It's baller. No. My RA, though, is this, like, really, really fratty guy who hit on me at a mixer one time. And then got really drunk and passed out, face down on the carpet in front of me.
Rendition of the hit.
So he is definitely not getting me in trouble anytime soon.
Yeah.
What did he say?
I hope he's listening.
How did he hit on you?
Oh, he was just really insistent about dancing.
So I always want to know. What did he say?
Well played one.
Most
I never know.
You know, yeah, what,
like, I'm always thinking, what are you supposed to... I always try to come up with cool scenarios. Like, I'll be like, you seem like you need a secret agent, you know? And then, like, I'm like, hey!
It can backfire on you sometimes, though.
It backfires a lot.
I mean, I also hooked up with someone this year because he was from California, and I was from California, and that's all I remember. So, it doesn't take much.
Hey, guy, you're forgetful. That's what you need
to
know.
No, this is the other thing. Then I met him again 2 months later and had no idea who he was.
That sucks.
So don't do that. Word to the wise.
Don't what?
That's why I feel like that's where the most acting, that's where you learn in acting guys and girls have to do most. Like, when there's always those moments where, like, you say, like, hey, and they don't say hey back. Or, like, you ask a question and they don't answer it and walk away or something. And you have to be super good at acting, like, I didn't want to know the answer anyways. Or, oh, cool, man. Yeah,
so
you're awesome.
Your feet. So all those drama kids who were geeky in high school, who were improv kids, are set for
They're
life.
They're perfect. Nobody will ever be like, damn, they must not be socially cool or something.
No,
you know?
Exactly, because They're they can think on their feet bossy. Like that.
They'll think, God, I want to hang out with this guy. Exactly. He doesn't care when people walk away and don't answer what he asks.
Set.
Assholes.
Good to go.
Yeah.
It's a win all over.
So, are these... What is the demographic of... I don't mean this in race. I mean, like, in, like, people at American. Like, what type of people go to American University?
What type of people go to American University?
Yeah, like, what's an average American University-ite?
It's pretty much a melting pot. I don't know. We got all kinds.
Like America? It's like America? Pot. Okay.
Oh, see how I did that? Clever as hell.
Because you don't confirm.
It's because I... Yes, because I am a master. It all comes with the territory. No, I mean, it's like everyone. It's a college. It is what it is.
You've never read 371 best colleges? Where they're like,
I have.
This administration is very anti-student, if that's what you're looking for. Or like, these people are very drug-oriented, or these people love hard alcohol. Like, everyone that was so weird is like academics and likes beer, and then they would add in occasionally likes hard alcohol, too. Like, why are those things?
Yeah.
I really need to know whether they're down to drink vodka, not just that pussy beer stuff.
It's not pussy, Bud Light.
Remember. Oh, you're right.
Don't forget.
Bud Light.
It gets you pussy. That's what you meant to say.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, they're saying it. You want more session?
Yeah.
More of this bare feet.
Such good, dude.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't. Although I just realized why they mean bare feet. Like, every time I drink wine, I forget that they make wine by crushing the fucking grapes with their feet. And I'm sure that's why they call this wine barefoot, because
feet.
It has feet on it, and I'm sure that's why it tastes so good, why it's so bubbly. It's got the bubbles of life.
Yeah.
Totally.
You can taste those human hormones. Oh, God, it's gross. So doing a
it's
bad
hit while you're behind.
Yeah.
Just doing a bad job of that.
Ahead, dude.
Oh, my God. Oh, alright, so maybe we should wrap this baby up. We're just all getting...
Should I call you?
Definitely. No, we gotta close it out.
Okay, well,
thank you, by the way, all you sports guests, for listening. It's been very good. I hope you guys have had a good time. Like always, we enjoy your listeningship. If you want, rate it and debate it on iTunes. And thank you, Sarah and Mystique.
Always.
Jake Kurzrock. And can I say you guys' names?
That's cool. Do you have to sign like a waiver that says that's okay?
Nope, no, we're raw on this baby. Awesome. We got, thank you, Mika. It's Mika Bremen on Twitter and Facebook if you're looking for her. Master Kung Fist.
And Sam, I better Sam's. Get like a, like 12 new friend requests from this. God, I'm already friends with all your other guests.
And Sarah. Sarah Cohen, thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
And here's the song, thank you very much.
Bring it home with this.
Let's hear it.